Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. We're going to talk about this more later. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your first order. So coming up this week and later in the week, we're going to incorporate a continuation of talking about some of the best games in Giants history. But today, I want to take a little bit of a break from that to cover some relevant news related to the Giants. And it's more like a story that we'll get into. And I also want to kind of catch up on some of the details about what's happening around the game and the plans to possibly resume at some point. And I also want to do a Q&A. I kind of realize that that's been forgotten here as we've done our themed content, but I would love to have you guys chime in on your thoughts on the greatest moments in franchise history, best games of all time, best games from 2019. So that's going to be coming up on Friday. But today we're just going to take a little bit of a pause to catch up on this interesting survey that was done in The Athletic. And so we'll just jump right into that now. So the full story is that Andy Baggerly posted a survey in The Athletic about a week ago and basically asked many questions that I thought were really interesting. I was nervous about the results. And what I was going to say, just to kind of show my own possible bias here, is I was going to say that the results were not very meaningful necessarily, and that I was afraid that they would take the results and try to make conclusions that they simply cannot make because of the nature of this survey. So the flaws with the survey are that it's not a random sample. So if we're trying to glean like actual data about Giants fans and their opinions, it has to be a random sample of Giants fans. It can't be voluntary survey responders who also happen to have a subscription to The Athletic, because you can't access this site unless you have a subscription. So really what the survey results are going to tell us are the opinions of people who voluntarily took the survey on a paid site known as The Athletic. And so it doesn't necessarily represent Giants fans. That being said, a big reason that was going to bother me is that I had a suspicion that the results were going to be a certain way. But, you know, now that I've seen the results, I think they're very interesting and it's worth kind of talking about what they are. So without further delay, I just kind of want to jump into some of the interesting responses. One of the questions was, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you in the current Giants baseball management led by Farhan Zaidi? So this, I took the survey. I'll give my answers here, full transparency. Pretty sure I gave a 10 out of 10 here on confidence in the Giants front office. And shockingly, I mean, it shouldn't be that surprising, but as Baggerly notes here, 55.2% of respondents answered with an 8 or above. The number one response was 8 at 26.6%. The number two response was 9 out of 10 at 18.7%. Number three was 7 at 18.5%. The next closest were really close, between a 6 out of 10 and a 10 out of 10. So if you look at the graph here, I mean, it's just overwhelmingly confident in Giants baseball management led by Farhan Zaidi. And I just, not that we can actually determine that this is the case, but on this show repeatedly, we have said when there are like comments that are super negative, we keep saying that doesn't necessarily represent how the average Giants fan feels. And again, this survey doesn't necessarily represent how the average Giants fan feels. But at the same time, it does feel like some in the media cater to those who are negative and kind of give a voice to those negative opinions instead of just being rational and being maybe more objective and even being more clear about how things are looking positive, and so this negativity isn't necessarily justified. And these results are interesting because we've got just 1.3% of people saying a 1 out of 10, 0.9 a 2 out of 10, 2.3 a 3 out of 10, 3.7 a 4 out of 10, even 5 out of 10 is low here. So overwhelmingly positive reviews so far for Farhan Zaidi by survey respondents here. And I should say that there were 1,370 responses. Another interesting question was, do you agree with the hiring of Gabe Kapler as manager? Based on like the crazy outpouring of negativity that we saw after that hiring, you would expect this to be like overwhelmingly don't agree with the hiring of Gabe Kapler as manager. But thankfully, Andy Baggerly listed not sure yet as a possible response, because that was the overwhelming number one choice by respondents, was not sure yet at 57.4%. And then the no's was 29.3%. So 7 out of 10 respondents either said they weren't sure yet or they did agree with the hiring of Gabe Kapler. So those who disagreed with it in a distinct minority at 29.3%. So another piece of evidence that suggests maybe we shouldn't give such a voice to the vocal minority. And again, we are not sure. It would be really interesting if we could do a random sample of Giants fans and get some actual data about their perspectives on things. I'm thinking that it's possible that the Giants actually do such surveys on their own, because that way you can get legitimate information. If your sample is random, it needs to be sufficiently large sample, and it needs to be completely randomly selected fans out of the population at large of Giants fans. But anyway, at least according to this, the negativity around Kapler may be overblown. Another interesting question here. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want the Giants to use advanced metrics when they make roster decisions? This is something that you might think is going to be high in terms of fans, and I should say low in terms of fans not wanting the Giants to use advanced metrics when they make roster decisions, because we see a vocal group of people, I don't even know if they're real people, to be honest, like who are adamantly against the use of analytics in the modern game. Anywhere you look, like on social media, specifically Twitter, comments and all that, comments kind of anywhere. But surprisingly, I mean, the results from this survey, there's a just extremely low percentage of respondents who are in the second half saying no, like 1 out of 10, they should not use advanced metrics. The number one response here was an 8 out of 10. How much do you want the Giants to use advanced metrics when they make roster decisions? Number two response was 7 out of 10. 81.8% responded with a 6 or higher. Built bars are unbelievably delicious, and they're made for health-conscious people like me. It's incredible what they've been able to do with these bars. We're talking 15, 20 grams of protein, depending on the flavor you choose. And there's a bunch of delicious flavors, including peanut butter brownie and mint brownie, that have only like 100-ish calories. And we're talking 15 to 20 grams of protein. It's kind of amazing that they've been able to do this. Plus, everybody knows you don't want to be eating a lot of sugar. And these bars are extremely low in sugar. Only 3 grams of sugar in the peanut butter brownie bar. Only 4 grams of sugar in mint brownie. So it would be one thing if it didn't taste good, but these bars are unbelievably delicious. They taste like a candy bar somehow, and yet such a low sugar content, so high in protein. It's just a perfect combination of everything you would want in a protein bar. If you're looking to be fit and healthy, stay in shape during this pandemic, then the Built Bar is for you. We've got a special deal here at Locked On. If you go to builtbar.com, that's builtbar.com, and use promo code Locked On, you'll get $10 off your first order. Use promo code Locked On for $10 off at builtbar.com. Postmates has been a lifesaver during this pandemic and the resulting stay-at-home orders. If you're like me, you probably start thinking about what to eat for dinner while you're eating lunch. I love food, and that's why I love using Postmates. But I kind of love them even more right now, because I can get food delivered without leaving the house or even opening the door. Given what's going on in the world, they created non-contact deliveries. So now when I order from local restaurants, everything gets left right outside my door. They also have Postmates Pickup, which I have been using to order takeout from my local restaurants. Listen up. You guys need to be supporting your neighborhood spots right now. I've been ordering only local because it's a great way to support my community. And Postmates doesn't just deliver burgers and sushi. They actually make life easier by picking up everything I need from Walgreens and 7-Eleven and dropping it outside my door. Just the other day, needed some medication. Someone from Postmates was able to pick it up from CVS and bring it to my house within like 20 or 30 minutes. It was just incredible. So thankful to the workers who are out there doing this job right now for Postmates and doing a great job. Download Postmates on iOS or Android, find your favorites, and get everything you want delivered within the hour. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit in your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. I like this one. Number 10 question was, the Giants haven't had a winning season since 2016. Do you believe they must have a winning season in 2020 to prove they're headed in the right direction? This was such a cringe-worthy question for me when I read it. Cringing, expecting that fans are going to say, yes, they must prove that they must have a winning season to prove that Farhan Zaidi is the right person for the job and they know what they're doing. That nothing could be further from the truth for me. So I definitely voted no. And I was pleasantly surprised when 91.5% of the 1,370 respondents said, no, the Giants do not have to have a winning season in 2020 to prove they're headed in the right direction. Surprising question was, who is your favorite player on the current Giants team? I thought we'd see some love for Mike Yastrzemski and Mauricio Dubon, but they were way down. Yastrzemski at 5.5%, Dubon at 0.7%, and overwhelmingly, Buster Posey is the favorite player on the current Giants by respondents to this survey at 54%, followed by Pence at 13.5%, Sandoval at 9.4%, Cueto at 6.3%, Crawford at 5.6%. That's surprising to me because some of these guys are just not playing well anymore. You have someone like Yastrzemski who was a shot in the arm and refreshing. This kind of tells me that maybe some people were not really following last season and are just kind of checking out until they get good again. Because if you were following last season, it's hard to say that like Cueto, who barely played, Crawford, who has just really struggled, Posey, who has really struggled, Sandoval, who has really struggled. I mean, not necessarily, but he's not the same guy he used to be. He's a part-time player. I was surprised that these were the results. What current member of the Giants organization gives you the most hope for the future? I voted Marco Luciano. Overwhelming favorite was Joey Bart at 50.6%. Luciano was second at 28%. You kind of have to be plugged in to know Luciano. If you're more of a casual fan, you don't necessarily understand the upside of Luciano and you don't maybe appreciate because he's further away and younger. But he's going to be, I think, a better player most likely than Joey Bart, or at least the upside is higher. There's some real risk with Joey Bart, so I'm a little more on the Luciano bandwagon. Favorite player of all time? I thought this was interesting. I hadn't really thought about this. Favorite Giants player? Barry Bonds, number one. That's who I voted for. It was just like witnessing history to watch him play, and I'm really thankful that we got to see that. He was just so good. It's just I've never seen anything like it and may never see anything like it again. Number two, really close second, was Tim Lincecum at 21.5%. Bonds was at 22.1%. Which statement best describes your feelings about Bumgarner leaving the Giants to sign with Arizona in free agency last winter? I voted for what ended up being the number two response, which was, I'm glad Bumgarner got to go where he wanted. To me, it's more like, I just am fine with Bumgarner going where he wanted. It's not like, I just think he's a literally free agent. He can sign wherever he wants. So to just some of the faux outrage, and I'm calling it faux outrage because really how outraged can you be about just a baseball decision that somebody made, a free person made on their own to go somewhere? It's like, okay, you're going to be outraged. All right. And that got 32% of the vote. The number one response was, I understand why Giants management treated the situation the way it did, at 36.3%. So we're talking like 68% 98% of respondents either understood or were glad Bumgarner got to go where he wanted. So that should just end the discussion right there. And we should not be giving such a loud voice to the people who said, I'm upset at Giants management for letting it happen. That was only 10%. So I'm sorry, but that's just an overwhelming minority. Again, this doesn't necessarily represent everyone, but it does represent Athletic subscribers who took the survey. So, you know, there was article after article after article kind of being negative and kind of giving a voice to the negativity with Kapler, Bumgarner leaving, all this other stuff. But like 90% of people maybe don't really feel that way. So why are we doing that? Question here, do you believe the Giants must acquire a superstar via trade or free agency to compete for a championship? I thought it was going to be overwhelmingly people saying yes, but it was actually 61-39 in favor of no. And I voted for no as well. You do not, there's no must acquire a superstar via trade or free agency to compete for a championship. And I think the Dodgers proved that. You know, there are plenty of teams that prove that. I know the Dodgers just got Mookie Betts, but it's impossible to say they haven't competed for a championship in the last 6-7 years when they're consistently winning the division and even going to the World Series in recent history. So no, you don't have to acquire. And the Giants farm system is getting so strong that they definitely aren't, they're probably going to be able to get good without needing to acquire help from the outside on a superstar level. Other results, Giants fans overwhelmingly either like or are waiting to see how it plays for changing the dimensions at Oracle. Only 8.3% don't like it. Giants fans who responded here overwhelmingly think Barry Bonds should be the next Giant to have a statue at Oracle Park. Second place was Bochy at 17%. Bonds was at 57%. Okay, actually the last question here, what's your level of satisfaction rooting for the Giants right now? I just really thought this was going to be negative, but it was overwhelmingly positive. Just a tiny sliver of fans said angry. Resigned was at 21.3%, but 50.5% said hopeful. The majority of people who responded said hopeful, and the second most was content. So that's 70%, because content was 19%. 70% said hopeful or content. And another significant sliver said happy. So we're talking like 80%-ish of people said happy, hopeful, or content. And 21% are kind of indifferent, and a tiny sliver are angry. So let's stop giving a voice to the tiny sliver of angry and kind of more so understand that most Giants fans who are maybe rational are hopeful or content. So that's it. That's the results. I just thought they were interesting and not at all what I expected. So take it for what it's worth. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it could mean something. And I just thought it was interesting. So coming up on Thursday, we're going to continue to talk about best games in Giants history. And we're also going to do a Q&A version where I get kind of your feedback on all this on Friday. So to get this show 3 days a week, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Giants. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On MLB. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.